welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for...
You're on. 55-50 is our final as Fairgrove, a winner over Mountain Home tonight in the final night of the Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. Mountain Home dropping to 2-2 on the season after the 5-point loss. We welcome in Dell Leonard, head coach for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. And coach, after three games, go 1-2 in the tournament. I think we've seen a little bit of everything with your team. Times where you play well offensively, times where you don't. Times where you play well defensively, times where you don't. Beginning of the season kind of happens that way.
Well, that's pretty much what you learn to expect early in the year, and that's why we play these games and try to play in these highly competitive tournaments. And, you know, that was a good game. It was a real good game, and we had some defensive breakdowns late that really hurt us. And, but I'm much more proud of our effort tonight offensively compared to last night. I thought we were back on our heels last night. We didn't really attack, and, you know, it didn't always go in the hole for us tonight, but we didn't have near as many turnovers and, got a lot better looks and created a lot better looks offensively because of that.
Seven players score for you tonight, and you talk about how you played offensively. It seemed like every night Emma Martin and Anna Grace Foreman were pretty much staples for you. Every time they came out, they seemed to take decent shots at times and converted whenever they needed to.
Well, they're playing well offensively. You know, we've got so many people that can contribute, and, you know, you just got to keep plugging and keep going, moving along, trying to get in the flow. And we got a lot of other guys that can do some things as well. But yeah, those two have gotten off to a good start this year.
And I mentioned this throughout the broadcast. Anna Grace Foreman, while she scored 16 points tonight, I was extremely impressed on her defensive play on Harley Maxwell inside. Not only did she do a great job on Maxwell, but you had Addison Yates who drew the guarding duties against Finley, who's an All-State player.
I thought that both those girls competed their hearts out tonight, and, you know, they gave us a chance to win. And those are two girls that are going to play at the next level, the girls for Fairgrove that you talked about, 55 and 40, the Finley kid, and they're very, very good players. And they create a matchup nightmare, and I thought our kids did a good job of trying to stick to the game plan. You know, Finley's going to get hers. There's no doubt about that. You just got to try to make them tough and not foul her, and I was proud of our girls.
So real quick, next week you will have a couple of days off before you go Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the Cabot Tournament. Six games in 2 weeks this early in the season. Is that a good thing or not so good thing?
Well, we need to play. I mean, we started out and played early in the month, and, you know, then we got these three games this week, and then next week, we're off. We'll be off Saturday, Sunday. Then we'll come back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for practice. And for us, those tournaments like that are trying to simulate what you're going to see, hopefully, in the state playoffs, which is, you know, short prep time, quick turnaround. You got to get ready for the next one, and that's what's trying to simulate. Plus, you know, the intangibles of being able to stay in a hotel and the kids kind of being around each other for 3 days in a row and creating those bonds and those friendships and kind of that chemistry that you got to carry over to the court.
Well, it may have been just a 1-2 week, but you played high-quality teams all three games out. You played well in all three of them. Congratulations on the week. Go get them next week.
Well, thank you. We've got a lot of people at home bragging about what a great job you did on the radio, and we appreciate you doing this for us and KTLO.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Dell Leonard has been our guest head coach for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers, who dropped this one 55-50. We will take you through the scoring for both teams. First, for Fairgrove, they were led by Elena Finley, 22 points. She had 22 back on Monday, had 16 last night. So I mentioned it. Dell mentioned it. Elena's going to get hers, and indeed she did tonight. Harley Maxwell with 15, and then it drops off drastically. Sydney Fullerton had 9, Lexi Sutherland 6, and Brooklyn Luna 4. For Fairgrove. For Mountain Home, they had 7 players score, none more than Anna Grace Foreman with 16. Emma Martin had 15. Peyton Husky, 8. 3 points for Leah Jackson. Kyra Penn had 3. Addison Yates had 3. And Emily Payne finished with 2 for Mountain Home. So Mountain Home finishes fourth in the tournament. Fairgrove takes home third. Clever and Rogersville will battle for the championship next. Again, it will be about 5 days off before the Lady Bombers go back at it whenever they play in the Cabot tournament on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week. It has been an absolute pleasure being able to be with you this week at Fairgrove. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the three games. I know I've enjoyed getting to know Coach Leonard and bringing these games to you here on Classic Hits 101.7. So for our studio engineer, Joe Shipman, I'm Shane Freebie saying see ya from Fairgrove.
The bait was so tempting. Free trip, gifts, then you got hooked by the sales pitch, bought the timeshare, and you've regretted it ever since.
The maintenance fees kept increasing, and we just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
It was not anything like what they showed us when we bought the timeshare.
Timeshares aren't a day at the lake. They're all catch and no release. Unless you talk to Resort Release, we can release you from that timeshare legally and permanently. A-plus rated by the BBB. A 100% money-back guarantee, and our clients' 5-star reviews tell the story.
You kept us informed the entire time. There was never anything hidden. Absolutely wonderful.
Be the one that got away before 2019 maintenance fees are due. Call now for a free consultation. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. They catch, we release. Resort Release. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. Call now.